get back to talking Ravens in just a minute, but Greg Doyle, a national sports columnist for CBSSports.com, joins us now. And Greg, I'm going to ask you the question I asked Zeno about an hour ago. A lot of vitriol for guys like Clemens and Bonds. In your mind, does Lance Armstrong deserve a pass because of all the good he's done?
In my mind, yes. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and argue that the whole world needs to give him a pass. He's earned it from all of you. I'm not saying that, but just in my very peculiar and unique and whatever to myself worldview, knowing full well that I've got family members who have died of cancer and will, pretty good chance I'll be fighting cancer someday. We're going to beat this thing someday, and whether every penny of Armstrong's money, whether 80% of it, whatever, he's devoted the last decade to, among other things, raising a lot of money to help get aware or fight cancer or whatever. And so anyway, it was not possible without the winning he did. So for this one guy in this very unique situation, and the way I look at it, absolutely worth it.
Greg, what do you say to those people who would respond to you, and this isn't an argument I believe, but would necessarily say that he built his whole Livestrong Foundation on a lie. Everything he did was a lie, and therefore it's fraudulent and you shouldn't buy into it.
Well, he did build it on a lie. I mean, I'm not even denying that. He said he wasn't using steroids and used steroids to go out and beat people. He did build on a lie. And I still say, you know, $300 million towards the fight of cancer, I don't care what you built it on. Good for you for building it at all.
Greg, if everybody was cheating, and that's what I always heard from people, that there's no way that he was clean because everybody was cheating. If you're going to take the titles away from Lance Armstrong, then who do you give them to?
Well, and that is a really peculiar part of the story also, is that this isn't a guy cheating in baseball where we know a lot of guys cheat, but we also know a lot of guys are trying to do it the right way, or football or track where you like to think there's a lot of guys doing it the right way. There's a part of me that wonders if there's a single clean guy in cycling. I mean, even one. You know, and the way athletes, whether it's cyclists or whoever, can stay ahead of the posse. I mean, Lance has never been caught. He's never been busted. Even he stayed ahead of the posse. Probably the most drug-tested athlete in the world, never got busted. At least not to the point that he had to admit, yeah, I got busted. So anyway, do I think cycling is absolutely dirty? Yeah, I do, and I don't even think that matters. I mean, if this guy had cheated in baseball, I'd still say, well, good for him, he raised all this money. But he cheated in the dirtiest sport in the world. If you're not cheating in cycling, you can't compete.
We're talking with Greg Doyle, national columnist of CBSSports.com. You were one of the very outspoken people in your columns in reference to the Penn State scandal and Joe Paterno, and a lot of the Penn State alum would fire back at you about how much good Joe Paterno did. I know they're not the same situation, but just from your point of view, clarify the difference in why you can kind of give Lance a pass for all the good he's done, but not Joe.
Because Lance, the crime Lance committed, the worst thing he did is he took steroids or whatever to beat a bunch of cyclists. That's the worst thing he did. The worst thing Joe Paterno did was didn't do enough to stop a pedophile from torturing and tormenting lots of boys in his hometown. There's no comparison. There's no amount of good anybody could ever do to make up for what Joe Paterno allowed. Nothing. I mean, if he raised $300 million for cancer, you wouldn't hear me saying, well, he let a pedophile run free, but dad got me raised money for cancer, so it's all good. No, it's not all good. There's nothing Paterno could have done to absolve himself of what he did wrong. Whereas, you know, comparatively speaking, Lance Armstrong had a speeding ticket. Who cares?
So are you on the same page with me in that I don't want to hear from Joe's family anymore? I understand they want to support him because that's his dad or whatever, but I don't want to hear from them anymore.
We understand they love Joe. We understand that. That's their dad. I get it. But, yeah, support him privately. Support him amongst yourselves. Have family reunions. You know, light a candle for the guy. Do whatever you want to do behind closed doors. But don't you dare open your mouth and tell all of us that we're wrong. Don't do that, or at least don't do that and expect people like me and you, it sounds like, to accept it, because it's nonsense. Just because, I mean, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, that's fine. That Kool-Aid doesn't wash over here.
He's Greg Doyle, national columnist of CBSSports.com, joining Haney and Zeno here on the Fan. Ken Weinman filling in for Bob Haney. Switching gears a little bit, you did have an article yesterday in all the Lance Armstrong stuff about UFC and Dana White, and for those who aren't brought up to speed, UFC 151 was canceled, and Dana White had an adverse reaction because John Jones, who is a brother of Baltimore Raven, Arthur Jones. And so Jones refuses to take the fight that Dana White wanted him to take, and then Dana blasted him for it and canceled the entire event, and you kind of lashed out at Dana White.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't John Jones' fault. I mean, you can – look, I'm a UFC fan, love the sport. I am disappointed there isn't going to be a UFC 151 because I would have watched it. When John Jones fights, I watch it. I buy it and watch it. Having said that, it's not his fault the show got canceled. Yeah, he had the option to fight in Chael Sonnen. Well, Chael Sonnen – is a southpaw. Henderson's a right-hander, and they're different fighters. Yeah, they're both wrestlers, but they're different. You know, they're unique fighters, and you can't train for one guy for 3 months and then switch up and in 8 days train for another guy. And if this was just a two guys trying to make some money, okay, you take the fight because here's a fight, you can make some money. But he's a champion. The shelf life of a champion or of anybody in the UFC is so short. There have been very few guys defend their belt more than 4 or 5 times. And the most anyone's ever defended is, I don't know, 10 or 12. It's a very short shelf life. And he's supposed to risk all of that just because Dana White couldn't find plan B that didn't require John Jones saving the day. No, I can't get on board with that.
I mean, do you look at Dana White? Everybody sees him, although he's brash and outspoken, but he has made that sport what it is today. Is this a black eye for him, or is he going to be able to just continue doing what he wants to do because he is Dana White?
Well, he doesn't have any eyes left. I mean, the way he's acted and behaved and the names he's called people, I mean he's... If we're talking about black eyes, he's already poked both his eyes out and gone after some of his fingers and toes. I mean, he's done a lot of bad stuff publicly, you know, PR-wise. Having said that, he is brilliant. He is persuasive, charming, and all that, and I happen to like him very much for all his faults. So I'm not a Dana White hater, but I'm not a guy that there are fans out there that, I mean, for a lot of people, it's all or nothing. You know, and for me with Joe Paterno, it is all or nothing. And to me, in my mind, Joe Paterno, you're nothing. But Dana White's not all or nothing. He's a very complex guy, and I see his faults, but I do love the guy.
Hey, Greg, something I'm sure you have an opinion on, and it's a story that I don't think is getting enough attention, is the cheating scandal at North Carolina. And where does the NCAA go from here, and what do you think should be done there?
I don't know that the NCAA is going to go in there at all, and I'm not saying that's right. In fact, that's wrong. I think they should get involved. They should look at these classes athletes were taking dating back to when Julius Peppers was there a decade ago. There was at least 54 bogus classes that Carolina has admitted to finding. We found 54 bad classes from 07 to 2011. At the very least, the NCAA needs to get involved with that. But that what the NCAA is saying is that this is because the average student could go to these classes, and because the average students were also getting free grades, this isn't really an NCAA thing. It's more of a Carolina needs to clean up its own mess thing. And I think that's awfully convenient. That's an awfully convenient way of saying, North Carolina, we're not going to punish you for what appears to be the most grotesque academic scandal. Not scandal. The Paterno scandal is the worst one I've ever seen, the Sandusky scandal. But this is the worst academic scandal I've seen at least in the last 10 years. And NCAA ought to get involved, and get involved hard.
He's Greg Doyle. I hope he's not on the juice or anything like that. But enjoy the hate mail while you get it. And thanks for joining us today, Greg.
Can you imagine me on the juice? My road rage would be a problem. But thank you.